Now this, we'll see how this plays itself out, okay? Now, the just a short interesting point. The Rambam made a point at the beginning of Sherish Beis to say, "Kvaber psichas chibureinu, the perish haMishnah shirov dinei Torah no tziyam b'sholosh esrei midas haTorah nidreshes lehem." Okay. So we asked, or I didn't find at least, that he says it in Pirush Mishnayos, okay? But, that's one question you can ask. But the more interesting question, which he didn't ask last time, is what the heck? Why is he telling us this here? Okay? So I think the answer is very clear. This is a setup for the future because he's trying to point out, as he points out, Nosnil ben Knaz, thousands of Dini HaTeira, they learn out from Yud Gimel Midos, okay? So it's coming out, even to start off, that leave Dini HaTeira are Yud Gimel Midos, and then you're going to come to a colossal sum of Minyan HaMitzvos if you're going to count them as leave Dini HaTeira. What the issue is, why Dinei Torah should be counted is a different point, but that's the way he's going through the whole Sheresh. So then it's very mistaken what he did, that he made such a statement that Reiv Dinei Torah no tziyam b'sholosh esrei midos. Okay? So I think that, I think that's pshat. Okay? Now, this, see, I have an answer. I don't even get involved in this, of what the Rambam means, what the Chochmas Kos, and how it works. But I'm more interested now in terms of Sherish Beis. Why is this important for us to know that it's Chochmas Kos? So I think that the answer here is also very clear. Because what the Rambam is doing is the Rambam is differentiating between two things. He's differentiating Yud Gimel Midos and Pirush HaMukhubo. And the pshat is not that there are two sets of Yud Gimel Midos. Okay? No. The difference is between Pirush HaMukhubo and Yud Gimel Midos. And the Pirush HaMukhubo, even if Chazal mentioned Yud Gimel Midos, it's only Nismochin, it's only Chochmas HaKosuv, but it's pure, unadulterated Pirush HaMukhubo. Okay? Therefore, the Rambam, here, the Rambam doesn't have to ask this question. He asks, so what's the difference between Pirush HaMukhubo and Halacha Moshe Sinai? Because what really is that the Pirush HaMukhubo is also pure, unadulterated Torah Shebaal Peh and a Misera and a Kabbalah. Okay? It could be, Chazal mentioned the Yud Gimel Midos, but that's not the point. And that's really what he's saying, Limda Kosuv V'lo Limduo. That's what he says in Shin Lamed Vav and Loisaseh. Then it's the pasuk. It's not limduah that the chachmei mesera moitzi it, but it's limda kosuv. Okay, and that's the important point. And the important point is because minyan mitzvahs need two things. It needs nemu l'moshe misinai, as the Rambam clearly says in Sherish Aleph and Sherish Beis and Sherish Gimel. And also has he mikrei haTorah, and that is where Pirush HaMukhubo differs from the Halacha Moshe Sinai. That the Halacha Moshe Sinai is not a Pirush and a Pasuk, and any relation to Pasuk is only Asmachta Ba'alma. A Pirush HaMukhubo is a Pirush and a Pasuk. Okay, but I stress again, in here I differ from the Rav. What can I say? But you know, it's difficult for me to swallow the question which Ramban asks, because the pasuk says that in Lo Yumsu Avos Habonim, that which the Ram counts in Minyan HaMitzvos as a mitzvah Minyan HaMitzvos Lo Yisaseh, okay, and that's a Pirush HaMakubal. However, the psukim say in Nach that Hulohikir as bnei amukim kakosu b'teres Moshe lo yumsu avos abonim boram boys. What kakosu b'teres Moshe? We're not doing anything. So no one is going to come and say, because the Rav says there's someone who says that if you say a different shot than this, you're kefir. You know. It's a difficult thing to swallow, okay? So therefore, and I'm adding something else, I can say a lot more on this. I just want to make the point, because that's all we need. The Ram is very careful in Hilchos Eidus that he says that Lo Yumsu Avos Habonim is Michlau, okay? And we point that out, Michlau is not necessarily the only pshat, but it's another pshat in Pasuk. And the Pshuta Shel Mikra is still maintained. The only question I'd ask, but that's not a problem with me, okay? Since the Rambam claims that he's incorporating in Mishneh Torah called Din HaTorah, if the Pasuk says that the Pshuto Shel Mikra is a Din HaTorah and is L'Chaira Alav, Kakosa B'Teres Moshe, why isn't there an expression of that in? Why isn't an expression of that in Mishneh Torah? You know, that's a kash, it doesn't do with me. You know, the Pasuk says Kasa B'Teres Moshe, and the Ram doesn't have it. So, you know, what can I do? Okay, but that's a problem. It's nothing to do with me. I don't think you can hit me with that. Okay, so that's what I have. So that's what he wants, Chochmas HaKosuv, that this in no way, he wants to say the point of Chochmas HaKosuv for us is that there's no relationship whatsoever with this Kabbalah and the Yud Gimel Midas. And it's pure, unadulterated Teresh Baal Peh, but it's a pshat, it's a pirush. It's a pirush in Pasuk, so since it's a pirush in Pasuk, it goes into Mikoy HaTorah. Okay. So that, we have that. Now, okay, so that, I think, you know, that sets the stage in the problem. I'm not getting involved in other issues, but that, now ready to move ahead. Now, I just want to point something out. And I was amazed, okay? You see, the question is, you ask yourself, so what's the Bahag's opinion about Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah in the Drash of the Bahag? What is he, and what's going on over here? And what's the issue? Because the Rambam, you know, sets up certain postulates at the beginning and just leaves it like that, and then attacks the Halachos Gedolos about something which he never spoke about before, about the Ribui. Okay? So, this is beyond the purview of what we're talking about. I have a whole piece, and I don't think, you know, it's central for the Shurish, and maybe if you want, I can say a separate shiur on it. But just to give it to you in a synopsis, the Ram says in a tshuva that there are three or four Pirushim Mekubalim. So, frankly, when I was a young man, and I saw this Ram, I said to myself, Ribbonish. There's so many times that there's Mipya Shmur. There's so many times the Ram says Pirush Makubo and Pirush Mishnayis and Sefer Mitzvos. You know, how can you make such a statement? You know, it's like, you know, if you say three or four, you're not dealing with 99 or 100. You're dealing with three or four. You know, maybe get to five, maybe get to two. But you know, it's pretty clear that he knows what he's talking about. Okay. So, in my opinion, okay, and I know I can really talk about this, you know, make a whole shiur on it. It is 3 or 4. Okay? And I have it down to 3 or 4. Okay? And that, you know, I'll see how much I go into this now, but, you know, it is 3 or 4. But the Rambam, if you look over there in the Tshuva, is having a discussion about Sefer Mitzvahs. He says, you know, you find it, Eitzachabsadishatz, and they wrote in Arabic, and they had, you know, and there are 14 prokim there, and he's telling you about it, and you know, you'll be able to, you know, deal with mitzvahs in general. Oh, but everything is there, okay? And then he says, in that discussion, that the 3 or 4, and the 3 or 4 that he's talking about there, is that a mitzvahs, that a minyan mitzvahs, solely because of a pirush makom. Okay. Sometimes you can claim that, for example, you have an aschara. For example, the Ram will say in Sheresh Tes, has a whole new idea in Sheresh Tes. See, the question is, what happens when you have an implicit at aschara? Okay. And I'll explain to you what I mean. So the al really goes in two things. It goes on no, and it goes on mavusha, right? But there's only one al. So what do? Okay. So the Rambam Sheresh Tes sometimes says, that it says that if there's only one low, it's only one love. Okay. And however, there are certain cases. That Ki'il the Pirush Mekubal says to read it, it says low this, low that, low this, low that, low that. And it comes out to be many lav. Okay? So there, really, the lav exists. The question is just how to read the low. So that's not what we're talking about. Okay? There are other issues which are much more acute. The question is, the Pirush Mekubal tells you what the mitzvah is, because you have no clue of how to define it. Okay? But there are certain mitzvahs which are only in minyan mitzvahs, because of the Pirush HaMakubal. Okay? For example, the Rambam has a mitzvah called Aschara from Yayin Nesach. Okay? Aschara from Yayin Nesach. What is Aschara in terms of Yayin Nesach? There's Aschara, you know, about Takoivis in terms of whatever, the lavam of Hanofim of Vodazola, but there's no lav, okay? So the Ram learns, Kilu, he says, is a hekish. Ashechelev zvochenu yochelu, yishnu ne'ei nesicha. So, you know, remember, the Ram is a chenu, so what's the Issa of Yai Nesach? Ashechelev zvochenu yochelu, yishnu ne'ei nesicha. How could that be? You need an aschara. So the Ram says that there's a hekish between Yei Nesicham and Chedus Lachema. There's a hekish between Takrevis and Yai Nesach. So through the Pirush HaMakubal over here, there's no aschara which doesn't exist in the Torah. Okay. And the Pirush HaMakubal is really making up. And you don't know exactly how it does it, using, you know, the Midas HaTorah and making up a din and a pasuk which really doesn't exist. Okay. Then you ask another question. Aschara Bas. That was Kuf, I think. Kuf Saridala. It was Aschara Kuf Saridala. Yes, you have Aschara. Of Shin Lamed Vav. That's all Bas. Torah talks about Bas HaBas, but there's no Aschara Bas.
So where's that coming from? Okay. So that's the Gemon Krisis. The Limda Kosov. Okay. Bas. Okay. Ram calls the Shilam involved. Ram there quotes something about Noisa, whatever, but Shilam involved. Okay. In Limda Shoska Kosov. Limda Kosov. Okay, good. Say it. Pirishim Akubu. Okay. Another case. Where did this achila come from? There's no pasuk. It's lo sevasha. So Ram says, "Pamayim, this and that." That it says many times. Oh, you have nothing. It's only because the mesori is that it's a dreisa, whatever it is. Okay. So another lot. Three. Fourth is a very strange situation in the Torah. The Torah has a law of lo yochu is a kikridish heim. Okay, basically you would have said it's kocheshah. Okay, but it says kikridish heim, and who are we talking about? And what are we talking about? So the Rambam, I think in Kuflam and Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, in the love of Noisa, he says, since it's Mufuish the Posek of Koles by Noisa, and we don't have any last home of Fureshes, and this is a love of Psum Mukdashim, so mainly we assume that it goes on that. Okay. So I don't know if you need a Pirush Mukobo for that. However, the problem is Pigo, and through Gzeir Hashov, we learn the Kogis on Pigo. And Memela, we make this lav into two. But this lav exists in the Torah. So, is he calling the Pirush HaMakom as making a lav? It's not making a lav. This is the three or the four in the Rambam. Okay? But that's all that it is. Three or four. That's why I would look at it. Okay, maybe I don't know. Maybe I just, you know, maybe it should be institutionalized. Maybe I said something intelligent. But that's the story. That's how I see it. Okay. So I asked myself, okay, let me investigate what the Bahag does over here. Can I tell you something? The Bahag has no lav of Yayin Nesach in the United States. The Bahag has no love of Achilus Posel B'chol. Oh, I forgot. I mentioned this three. I mentioned Bas. What?
Bas, yeah.
1 second. I made a mistake. Bas. I made a mistake. 1 second. Bas. Posel B'chol. 1 second. No. Posel B'chol of, I think, is not so bad. Because Posel B'chol, there might be a love in the Torah Kilu. We're reinterpreting the love, okay? I think he uses it because the Torah says Palmayim, and we're using the Pirush HaMakubal, and that Shurish tests that if you have a choice of Kefal Alav or not Kefal Alav, if there's a new din, so the Pirush HaMakubal is a new din, so maybe that's a love, okay? But when you have the third one, I would assume maybe, is a love of oil in Tuma, okay? That's only through Gzeir Shav and Pia Shmur. And the Ram says in the Minyan HaKot, okay, so you have Olel in Truma, and you have Bas, and you have Yayin Nesach. And I think Bas HaBacholav, I think, is not so bad in the Rambam. And I think the fourth one might be Pigal, or you have to decide whether you want Pigal or Bas HaBacholav, whichever you want. And that's the three or four, I think. Okay? Say it. So look in the Bahag. There's no love of Bosa B'cholov in Achila. There's no love of Yayin Nesach. Okay. There's no love of Oil in Truma. Okay. He has in Chayvei Krisus, in Nisrofin, he has Bas. Okay, whatever that means. There's drosh about it. And he has in Chayvei Krisus, Pigel and Noisa. So we have no clue of what he's talking about. Okay. So it is very possible the Rambam's saying that I have a kura mifchan, a zeha derech, or min aroi, that there has to be some way of deciding which pirushim, which yud gimel midos are minyan mitzvahs and which not. Okay? We have no clue, according to halachas gedolos, how it works and what's happening. But I don't think he can come against the Bahag and say that he has a raya against him, because he suggests that the way we know if it's a pirush or makubal or not is the matik yashmur, say guf teira, okay, or the raisa. We have no clue in the Bahag how it works. So he definitely disagrees with the Bahag at the beginning, and the Ram is setting up something very important for himself over here, how Pirush Makubal fits in. But he can't take the Bahag on because he has no clue. He's only pointing out that you can't accept all your Gimel Midos, you don't know where you're standing. So you have to have some way of understanding this, okay? And he doesn't attack the Bahag on this because there's no way to do it. It's only when he comes to the next step, when it comes to Ribui, okay, and he says that if you're going to count the Ribui of S in Minyan Mitzvahs, S Hashem Elokecha, Tira, Rabbis Tamlech Chomim, so then you should count to every time there's a mitzvah of S, and Kabbal is S Avicha V'Esimecha, Eish Avicha, Baalimecha, whatever, okay, say them. So that's the point of a Mamadashach, okay? So that he can attack about, because it doesn't make, you know, Mamadashach, it's all or nothing, okay? I'm just saying, just for the record, it's very odd, even though he talks about Yiras Chachamim, okay? You'd assume that there's some relationship between Yiras Chachamim and Yiras Shamayim, because it's S, okay? But the Bahag counts them, doesn't put them together, B'chala, so as they're very far apart, okay? So, you know, you could make a point. You can make a point. See, the only question is, you know, how does this work? You know, why should one assume that even if the Ribui is a deraisa, why should he make a new mitzvah? Okay. So here, I thought that the Rambam interprets in the Bahag, the question is, what does S mean? And why it's a Ribui? And so Ban Chumash, the Kilu S means something else, something more. Okay? And he learned that it's not im. It's not, you know, it's not included, but it's, so he learned in the S itself, it means that it's something different. And that itself, by definition, tells you there's a new mitzvah over here. If he counted. So it's a Mamadashach. So if that's what S does, so how can you machalik? Okay? However, I'm not getting involved. There's issues in Rishonim back and forth, the rayas, you know. I'm not here, I have what to say on this, you know, of whether Yiras Tamil Chomim has to go with Yiras Shamayim or it's something different, you know. You have your Miris, you have Karakemachs, you know, I can throw around the Bakiyas for you, okay? You know, but the point is that the Bahag's learning is different, okay? In fact, the Rambam probably also agrees that it's different, because the Rambam quotes what you would assume, that it's Yirei Chachom, Yirei Abba Muvok. He quotes it in Hilchos Talmud Teira, not in Hilchos Yisodei Teira, in Yirei Shamayim, and he quotes it in the mitzvah from Kima Vehidu. Okay? But I didn't find Bechlal, except for here, the Rambam quotes the Drash of Hashem Elokecha Tira. No, it's a Kamochayiv, Mom V'imoy, maybe a Mabo, whatever, okay, good, same. And it's even not even clear what the relationship between Rabbi and the Talmud Chochem is. And it seems to be that if you look in the Minyan HaMitzvos, and the way it does the Mishneh Torah, it's a little different. Because in Minyan HaMitzvos, I think Reish Yud Noisase, he quotes, in the Yaseis, he quotes Kimu V'Hidu, and then he says there's also an issue of Rabbi. Okay? Also an issue of Rabbi. He throws it underneath. So it's something else, something new subsumed under this. Okay? But the amazing thing over here, the amazing thing over here is that could you imagine if the mitzvah of kibud or hidu of Talmud Chochom, if kvoid rabbi is subsumed under that, okay? Can you talk about kvoid nearest rabbi before you talk about kimo and hidu and Talmud Chochom? It's ridiculous, correct? So if you look at Mishneh Torah in Protei HaMitzvos, he talks about the mechabed lamdeho. So, which one is first? The Mlamdeh is the Rebbe, okay? Which is very counterintuitive or very different than his approach in Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Prok in Talmud Torah, the Perek of Agav HaMuvok, is before the Perek about Talmud Chochem. Okay? So, those are 2 points. It's also nothing to do with what we're talking about over here. But the Rambam is also ready to accept something happened. We don't know as they do it as Hashem al-Khartira. And even if it is, it doesn't mean there's a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvah, because it's not according to the Rambam. Okay. See, you could have taken a different approach and said that the Rambam is being very harsh on the Baruch and the Dalis. Because he's saying that every S really should be in Minyan HaMitzvos. It's all or none. Okay? So, I can tell you no. See, Shimon Suni, you know, was working very hard. And Kshesh Yibat Tzchala Prisha, Kaplosh Shishchil, there's a tshuva about it, whatever it means. It's not a G'nai, Timoid Al Emes, and you know, and that's what Talmud Torah is all about. Truth! Okay, Meseva. It's very interesting tshuva. I'm not going into it now. I go. But on the other hand, so what was he bothered by? What was Rabbi Akiva Machadish? So it could be it's just the opposite. Shem Suni was learning S, that it's like Im. There's something included, a new thing subsumed under this, which is the same category. He said to himself, how can I have a corporeal being that there should be Yira, which we talk about the Rebbeinu Shalom, and especially in the Rambam's frame of reference. See, I'll tell you something. Yira is a very strange thing. See, we talk about Yira as an emotional feeling, okay? But the Ram Shita, if you learn Sherish Tess well, Yira might be an emotion, okay? But it's rooted in Deis. It's rooted in the Deya, and especially Mishneh Torah, the godless, the Rabbi Musa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be taken aback and petrified by that idea, that's what it's all about. So how could you imagine to say S, a corporeal being, even as your Rebbe, he's maybe the Lamabo, how could you imagine such a thing? So the answer is, Rabbi Akiva says, there's one exception, there's an S that could be a different category. And that's what the Bahag did. But in general, S is the same category. But the Rambam doesn't even have that possibility. Okay? And that's what's going on. Okay? Now, next. So that's what we have. Okay. So I made a brazen statement, okay, last week. And I said that there's no mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, that we derive from Ribui. Okay? So someone comes and says to me, what are you talking about? The Rambam says in Kufsari, Ches, I think also Ches, Lisa said, he says, that kol machmetzes leise chelu, kol machmetzes leise chelu, he says, l'rabois eiluf chomets. So he's marbe eiluf chomets. So the Rambam has through ribui, he has a new mitzvah. Okay. So I went back and I said to myself, okay, let's look at this in here. So I says, where does ribui come from? And where is the Rambam coming from in the ribui? So the makor for ribui, Rabbi Yisai, is the Lamed Beis Midas of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yisai Galili. Okay? And what are the midas called ribui? And in ribui there, it talks about esin and gamin, you know, and ach, I think it was af, af, es, gam, and af. I said to myself, Rabbi Nishan, you talk about a midah of ribui, you know, the first one that should be on the top of the list is kol. And just never made it. So I thought that what's happening over here is the call of Pshuto Shel Mikra, that it's coming to Mab or something. Maybe you need a Pirush Mokubo to tell you what it's being Mabba. But the etzem idea of the Ribli over here, you don't need a Pirush Mokubo. You don't need a Mida in Mida Satera. And that's called Machmetzes Leisachela. That's what I thought, okay? There's more and more you can talk about here, but I think from a point of view, I think, you know, and the truth is, the Rambam does quote two times the Chumash, these Midas of the Lama Beis Midas, and the Rambam is very careful. See, I was only wondering, he says, Rambam is a Doshim as a Goda, doesn't say Doshim, Teiri is there, Ramosh, Rasmos, and that. What exactly does it mean, okay? But whatever it is, there's no mention in the Rambam that this midah was nitna misinai. We don't know anything. Okay. So that takes care of now. Okay. The Rambam could have made his question about halachas gedolos much stronger. But it comes back to my old point. Because the Gemara in Ksuvos on Kuf Gimel, Rabbeinu HaKodesh was mazhir to his children in his second marriage, Hizaru b'kvoid imchem. So the Gemara asks, what's he talking about? Kvoid imchem. Zachadraisa! End quotes. The pasuk from the Ribu from Es. So the Gemara says, that after the Ptira, it's his own special Bakosha, whatever it is. Okay, could be saved. Okay. But the Gemara says, Daraisa. And according to the Rambam, Daraisa, according to the Rambam, oh, Toto, here it is. The Gemara is saying that it's a Pirush Makubal. Okay. So it's very real, a Daraisa. So, whether ribui is whatever it is, but here you have it, correct? So he could have said, he could hit the Bahag just the opposite. He asked them Bahag Monashoch. She should have asked the Bahag. It doesn't say Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro, that it's a Dereis of Guf Teira. And here it says it. So it's a close and shut case. But the answer is, I said before, what did I say? I said, you can't ask such a question. Because you can't, the Ram can't ask that based on my postulates, there's this problem. Okay? Because who made this postulate that the word deraisa and that the word
of Guf Teira is indicative of a Pirush HaMekubal or something. The Rambam said it. So you can't use this as a question. So the same way he didn't ask it as a question, he didn't ask it as a question in the beginning of the Sheilish, when he's dealing with Orel or Yayinesech or Bas, he doesn't ask it over here. He just asks the Monashoch, but it's the same type of question. Okay? So now, we're moving there. So that is really the story, okay? I'm not getting involved in the Gersa. You see, there's a very strange thing going on here also. And I'm not getting involved. Ochicha Godol is a separate discussion, okay? Because, see, it's very strange. See, the question, how many mitzvahs does he actually mean to talk about? How many new mitzvahs does he want according to the Bahag? Because you say, he says, Kabbalah Savicha, and he has a one ribui, V'yasimecha, another ribui, correct? So is he talking about two mitzvahs? Two separate mitzvahs? Eishes Avicha, the Bali Mecha? I would find that a little difficult, because Kibbutz of the Aim itself is one mitzvah. So I'm not sure that he's actually asking, because he only says the mitzvah nefredes. And in his discussion, he only asks about Eish Avicha and Bali Mecha. He doesn't ask about Ochicha Godol. So you ask yourself, Ubonishan, Ochicha Godol, what's going on here? Okay? Isn't it? He doesn't say anything about Ochicha Godol, but he quotes it, right? So all I'm going to tell you, okay, and I'm going to leave it at that. I have a shiur also on this, but it's not, you know, it's not like the nitty gritty of Sheresh Beis. The Rambam says in Perek Vov Hilchos Mamim Halacha Tes Vov that Achicha Godos Midivrei Sefer Ki Avicha. I'm not even sure whether it's Le'achamisa or not Le'achamisa. I'm not getting involved in all these issues. But it seems to be a separate issue, B'chal. And that's... So you understand, maybe, that's why the Rambam doesn't ask the question. Okay? So that, I think, takes care of here until... Okay. Now, I just want to tell you that, see, the next issue in that base case of all the different things that we left out and all the loose ends, okay? Now, the next question, which, you know, should be coming up, and I'm going to skip and explain to you why. But gam ze sherish shekvar nishtabesh zulasenu, okay? Okay, derech agav, I'm not sure if he means in... He took Zulusenu, he's talking the plural, okay? So I'm not sure if in it's Belashon Kavod, okay, you have to ask yourself, or because the Rambam says in the Psicha that many people walked in the path of the Bahag, so he's talking about the Bahag, B'chol HaHorech B'Gvoisav, you know, whether it's this or that, that's irrelevant to me, okay? Now, that's in Zulusenu, that's in Yerushalayim. However, when it gets to the next time, and that's he's talking about drashas, okay? This I want to leave off, unless you ask me, because I think I took care of this pretty well very recently when we finished Sherish Aleph, and I read this whole part of the Sherish, okay? What's the very important thing over here is the Rambam only introduces Pshuto Shel Mikra now, he doesn't introduce it before. Because Pshuto Shel Mikra, if you don't have Yud Gimel Midos, okay, Yud Gimel Midos is not a Pshat and Pasuk. Yud Gimel Midos is the laborative chazal of the Rebbeinu Shel Nid the Torah Misina to be Motzi Dinim from the Torah. But it's not a Pirish. Okay. But if you have a drasha, okay, which is not based on your Gimel Midos, so what are your options? This
is not the laboratory to interpret a pasuk. Okay, so your other option is say it's a pirush, but a pirush is not traditional mikra. Well, there's no mesira. A pirush mekubal is ridiculous, and that's the Rambam says gufa de korba mayave, and that's the Rambam's discussion. And here, as I pointed out before, the word drabon is very different than before. The word drabon at the beginning of the Sheirish is just to say that it's not a Kabbalah. That they are the Moitzi. Here the drabonon means the drabonon mamish. Okay. So that's this part. So we took care of now, Emet Hashem, you know, Bikacholim, unless you want me to come back to it, Bikacholim and this, and Nicham Aveilim, and also Chishuv Tekufos. Okay, so what's left? Now here's a very interesting thing. We'll see how far we'll get. I just want to do this slowly, okay? Because I skipped this at the end of the psicha also, and I owe it to you, okay? V'ulai tachshoy shani b'reach lefi she'enon vadoyis. I don't know if the word should. Or lefi she'adina yetzib midihi emes o eno emes. I'm not sure if it's true. I have some sveikis, whether it's true or whether it's correct. Probably, I don't know. See, true is a little bit, it's probably more so correct or bold or clear or something. That's another, you know, if you deal with the Arabic translation. Ein zeis hasiba. These are vadai. Because it has to be vadai. I thought the Rabbeinu Shalom gave these midas ha-teira to Moshe Rabbeinu, to be Moshe the Dinim. Okay. El Asibo, Mibnei Shekol Mashem Motsim, Hein Anofim Min HaShoroshim. Know what the Shoroshim is, and what the Anofim are. Their roots and their branches. Okay. It's very strange, you know, the trunk, I don't have the trunk, you know. The Anofim, and I don't know why, you know, this must be a little bit strange. I'm not getting involved in that. He's interested. He introduced the Moshe of Anofim. I say, I'm not sure if, you know, biologically it's correct, because you don't go from roots to branches, but over here you're ending up with many possibilities. See, if you just say it's the trunk, you only have one, and he wants Anofim, okay? And that's why he introduces the mushroom, okay? Now, the important point, and before you get started, I have to explain to you what this is, okay? But I don't know exactly how to pronounce the Arabic word atzol, aleph tzadi lamed. I'm not, you know, I must say, you know, one of my strengths is not Arab, and as an Arabist. But it's the same word which the Rambam calls the yudalet shoshi, okay? Okay? Now, those that understand and know Arabic, the older meaning of the word atzol and the original meaning was a root or an ikor or sheresh. But there was a later meaning of klal. So a priori, you would have expected that maybe the Rambam is using, and when he talks about the 14 shroshim, he's talking about klalim principles. And here, he's using it in the other sense. And he says explicitly, it's not nothing. Okay? And that's what Kapach does. He says, it's different. Okay? And that's why he calls them klolim. And he calls it, and here there's not nothing. Okay? So we'll get to this point. The problem only is with that approach, is of Rambam and Rambam, when he talks in his tshuva, he talks about shroshim and anofim, in as far as shoshim themselves are concerned. So you have to ask yourself what that means, but you have to ask yourself what the anofim are, okay? So it becomes very murky. So let's hold that off for a second. But I just want to know what's he talking about. Because he says over here very clearly, Mibnei shekol ma shemotziim heim anofim min ha-shoshim shenemu lemoyshe besinai bebeu. Okay, v'heim shesh me'ois u'shloish esrei mitzvos.
Okay. So the 613 mitzvahs are the shloshim, or the Torah Shebiksav, which has in it the Tayag mitzvahs. Okay, so I'm not sure if he's, you know, it's that or that, but you know, it's really the same for my purposes. And how do these roots give off branches? The Chazal water the roots with the Midas HaTeira, and they bring out from the Shloshim, they bring out Anofim. Okay? And that's the Moshel over here. Okay? So here, you see, here we understand, you see, the problem is when we get to the Shloshim proper, what the Moshel is going to be a problem. But the Moshel over here is beautiful. It's not really that, you know, you see, it's not that the Shloshim themselves are moitzi something, but they have in the potential you can be moitzi from them, because usually Shloshim grow themselves, okay? Okay, but Shloshim don't grow themselves, they're watered. So Chazal are watering them, I guess, through the Yud Gimel Midas, and they grow. And that's how they get, that's Yud Gimel Midas, HaTorah Nidrash to them. And that's fine and dandy. But then he makes a major point over here. V'afilu haya moitzi Moshe ba'atzmoy, einam nimnim. But you see, before it gets to Moshe Rabbeinu, if you read it, this sentence stands by itself. Let's read it again. V'ulai tachshav, sheni b'reich melem noisem, l'fi she'enam v'adoyis. What are the einon? The Midas and the Dinam that you come out of them, which are the Anofim, correct? Well, the Fisha Dinah Yoitse Bemida, he, Hayi, Emes, or Eno Emes. Maybe there's a suffering about it. Okay. Ein Zoy Satsibo. This is not the reason. Ella Hasibo. Oh, so here, now, he's not only telling you the mechanics of how you moitzi the Din, but it's a reason why they can't be counted in minyan mitzvahs. El asibo yishkol ma shemotzim heimanofim min hashoshim shenemal Moshe misina bebeir. And since it's only anofim and only the shoshim when they're bebeir and not the anofim, therefore they can't be in minyan mitzvahs. So it means even though the Anofim are derived, and they're naturally derived through the Gimel Midas, through the Shoshim, but since the Shoshim never goes to be Sinai, and the Anofim not, Anofim by definition are less than the Shoshim. And that's his explanation. Okay? So I'm just not sure we can talk about this, but let's leave it this not really for now, but you have to go back to the Psicha and see if Rav Avram's Tshuva in Ma'ase Nisim, where he talks about knowing the Shloshim, the Anfehem, you'll understand that what you should be doing. Okay, but I'm not getting involved in that now. But here, it's very clear. Okay? Maybe if you want, I'll talk about it next, whatever. But I want to get a little bit more. V'afilu hoya hamitzei Moshe be'atzmoy Einon nimnim. See, here is an amazing question you should ask yourself. Okay? Moses and Megillah, you test him a base. My balei v'chol ha-dvorim u'molamit she'heru ha-kodesh boruchu l'moyshe diktukei teira v'diktukei sefer. He showed him Diktukei Torah. So, you know, maybe you can make a statement that Diktukei Seferim or this, but I don't know Diktukei Torah, he showed them, unless you tell me that all he showed to him were the Midas, what's showing? What do you mean showing? You know, he told it to him, he showed, okay? What showed? And then you have also the Yerushalmi in Peah.
The kvar kol mashe talmid vosek osin lechadish kvar nemel Moshe miSinai. Okay, so I asked you a question: these Yud Gimel Midos, which Moshe Rabbeinu is derech, did he hear this drasha from Hakadosh Baruch Hu or not? Okay. And the answer is absolutely not. Okay. He can't be. Because if he heard it, it's Nevel Moshe miSinai. And he heard it in this pasuk, so it's a Pirush HaMakubal. Okay. So it means only Yud Gimel Midos will give it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Only Yud Gimel Midos. And Moshe Rabbeinu, with his Yud Gimel Midos, is the same as every other Chochm Lechach Meser. Maybe his drashas are better, because he clearly had to understand how to use the Yud Gimel Midos, you know, and somebody else might have misunderstood it. Okay, you know, I can hear, you know, you can move around as you like. But, okay. So, what does it mean, Koma Shetamud Vosol Chadash Nemel Moshe miSinai? So, L'chei, I always thought that it could be it was Nemel Moshe miSinai, but wasn't said as a Messiah. And Nemel Moshe miSinai is a Messiah. And even if the din was said to him, all the dini atera, the brothers who showed him, Hege, Baal Sinai. But it wasn't said from Messiah. So even if Moshe is Moitz these dinim, and he heard it from the Rebbein who showed him, it's still only Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah in the Drashas Ba'al. And the emes is, the Tesis Yontev is Abdoma, the Pirush HaMishnah, pretty much says this. Okay? In fact, you know, I remember when we were in Melachos, when Moshe Twisky said Chassad of the Kodesh of Locha, we were discussing the sugya of Rabbi Akiva of Kol Kreitz V'Kreitz. The Rabbi Akiva was derish Kol Kreitz V'Kreitz. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, so in Ken, why did you give the Torah through Rabbi Akiva and why through me? So then, when he heard, Halacha Moshe Sinai is Nocha Daita. So the embassy is, what happens when that it becomes a Chetzah Shel Torah only because of Rabbi Akiva. But it because of the Drasha, okay? Before it wasn't, okay? But it could not become a Chetzah Shel Torah unless it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. L'chatechila. Okay? And that's a Kanem of Moshe. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, okay? So it's a very strange thing. But if Moshe is Moitzi, it's equivalent to everyone else. Moshe Rabbeinu's Moitzi is not Nemo LeMoshe miSinai. Okay. So now I ask myself a question. So what's the Rambam bothered by the Gemara in Shavuos in the first Sheirish where there's a discussion where he says, V'loshin Gemara Shavuos, Ainly of a mitzvah nistavu ahal Sinai shasim leschadish go mikol megillah minayin tamaloy mikim vekibo kimo mashkibo kva. So he says a very strange teretz. Vush yaminu b'chol mitzvah shetikno anavim v'chol machake. So why doesn't he say the taka was nema, and it wasn't given to be nimsa? That's a very simple case. What does he want? How could you make that statement in the first Sheirish and make the statement that Moshe Rabbeinu himself is Motzi is different? So Rabbi Yisai, I think the answer here is also very simple. Okay? And I think the Rama was bothered by the Lashon. It says, V'loshon Gemara Shavuos, Ein li ala mitzvah shenitztavu. Shenitztavu? Without a din meseira, doesn't make any sense. You say the Rebbein Shalom told him something that, you know, you should know that this is the story, and, you know, that it's because you're hearing it, it's become a chef shoteira, and someone's going to dash it. But it
can't be Nitzdavu. Okay. And that's why the Rambam has to reinterpret the word Nitzdavu that has to be Sheaminu. Because he's bothered. If that word is serious, then I'm bankrupt. And this, what I say over here, cannot help me about Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what I would tell you. Okay. Now, let's move on. But I think that is, you know, is a very important, that's the crux of what's going on here. So I want to deal with main issues over here that we should get ourselves focused to try to understand the church. See, here he says, V'raya al kol ze, omom b'gmor t'mura, elef u'shvame ois kulen v'chumen u'gzeiris shavois, v'dikduke seifim, nishtakhu b'mei evloi shel Moshe. V'af ha'pi kein hechziron Osnil ben Knaz mepupuloi. So whatever you say, if you machzim mepupuloi, you don't need a mesira on it, okay? But the point over here, he's not going on marzi or not marzi, how marzi. But he asks himself a simple mathematical question. He says, Rabbeinu Shalom, if you're talking about elef u'shva me'ois kul b'chamurim v'gzeir shavois, 1,700 of the Yudgim Mimilish Atirin, the drashes of him, the drashes which Moshe Rabbeinu himself made were forgotten. Okay. And comes with Neil Ben Knaz, Shnei Mo Yom HaKoliv, Ashi Yakez Kiyas Sefer, V'loch, Osnil Ben Knaz, V'im Hoyu Kacha Nishkochis, Kamatia Klolus, that's the minion, Shenishkach Mimeno HaMispo Azeh. So you're talking about 1,700 which were forgotten. They forgot everything. So you must have a very big number of drashes which were said in Moshe Rabbeinu and not everything was forgotten. Okay? Kigam Bilti Efsho Eloima Shenishkach Koma Shenoida. Hare She'ain Sofek She'oisim Adinim HaMutsoyim Bekal V'chayim V'zulosoy. Me'amidis alofim rabim. V'kol elu kvar husagu b'mei Moshe Rabbeinu l'fi shebimei evlo nishtachu. And it was Moshe Rabbeinu based dino that learned all these dinim. Okay. And he revived part of them, but part of them was still remembered. Hine nisboi l'cho shafil b'mei Moshe ne'emal Diktukei Sofer. Okay. Diktukei Sofer, the Rambam learns, is Yud Gimel Midas Shatar in the Drashas poem. So he proves that there were Yud Gimel Midas over here. And he learns Diktukei Sofer, not like Rashi, and there's a whole big Yosef that says the Ramban, you know, it's a whole business, Rashi Megillah. I'm not getting involved over here, but the Rambam learns Diktukei Sofer is Yud Gimel Midas Shatar in the Drashas poem. Shmo'o means for Mesira. Okay? Shmo'o b'sinai bebeyo. Hine shomo b'sino bebeyo means Mesira. Hine hu midivri seifim. Okay? So Allah Lubish Sinai, then Luchot is not Midivri Sofer. Because it's Shomo Bebeo. Okay. But the Rambam says in his Tshuva very clearly that he says in Sherish Sheni that Allah Lubish Sinai is Midivri Sofer. It's the only way that I can imagine dealing with this, and again, that the Rambam is very clear that Pirish, that mitzvahs are Pirish and Mikoyas. So then you need two things. You need Nemel Moshe Misinai and Mikoy Teira. Okay? And Aloch Misinai, you might have Nemel Moshe Misinai, but you don't have Mikoy Teira.
Okay. So they're out. Hine kvar izboye ki sheish meos v'sholosh asoy midas shenemar v'moshe b'sinai ein moinim behen kol ma shenu v'sholosh asoy midas v'afilu b'zmano yol v'shol moshe rabbeinu kol shekein shenimna behen ma sheotziu b'zmano mucholim. So I don't know what the kol shekein is unless you say that, you know, that you can question the expertise. What's the kol shekein? It's very interesting, okay? So, I mean, you want to question the abilities of Chachmei Mesele to be moitzi, you know, okay, Mesele, I don't know. Is going back to the beginning, because the most important thing for him is interesting. The important thing for him is what he sets up at the beginning, that he's ready to count Pirush Makubal, even though all the arguments back and forth, he doesn't have a real proof about it. This is the important point. This is why he chazor again. The omno niska hekish boy. Hekish means the lemidiyos. That's the midas hatera. V'hu v'raya olav v'yachas misholosh lemidus. The halis chokas makosov. But it's only a pure unadulterated pirush hamakubal, and that is the sheyish. So we'll see exactly. Maybe we'll do this a little bit more next week. We'll see. Believe it. The important thing is you have to let me know when you want next week, or do you want next week? Okay? And I have a problem because I have a wedding in the States, and that Thursday after Purim, I'm going to be going. So we have a one right afterwards or before, we can see. Okay? And the week before I'm coming back, that Thursday, Mitzvah Summer Say Shir Thursday night. So you have to let me know if you want to share. You can have this, you can have whatever you like. Whatever you like, well, let me know. Okay? Okay, but say that, but I have to get together. If you don't get together now, it's just not going to happen. Tuesday night? This Tuesday, next Tuesday night. But say that. Lee Nether. I hope so.
My wife is waiting for me. I'm sure I have to go.
Okay, Beseda. Does someone have, No. Are you driving? You have your car here. Okay, Beseda. No problem. Beseda. Okay, Batsloch. Okay, I thought it was that I took care of most of your problems.
Talk to Finson.
Okay? Say that. I got you going, okay?
This is the
Rambans, no? That's a scoop, okay? Unless you talk to Finson, okay? Yeah? Yeah, yeah.